Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga and Western Bradford Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, it was a big week in Harrisburg for voting through some bills, including some really important health-related bills. And one of those was something that you've been working on for a while and that you've sponsored that will do a lot for cancer patients in Pennsylvania, particularly in terms of letting them get new types of medications that are more convenient to use. What's going on here?
Yes, I am delighted to report that this week we passed my legislation that would help cancer patients afford oral anti-cancer medications better. Currently, they're at a specialty tier level in terms of the pharmaceutical industry, and they're much more expensive and cost prohibitive. But this legislation would make oral anti-cancer drugs more affordable and accessible for patients. One of the greatest barriers to successful health outcomes is the cost of treatment, and my legislation will help address the cost disparity between intravenous and oral anti-cancer treatments, with many oral medications proving to be more effective than intravenous drugs in fighting certain forms of cancer. We have to make sure patients have equal access to these sometimes life-saving treatments. Over the years, cancer treatment methods have been advancing. Traditional anti-cancer medications were primarily administered intravenously, attacking both cancerous and healthy cells alike. Conversely, though, orally administered anti-cancer medications have been developed more recently to target only cancer cells, having fewer side effects. Additionally, oral anti-cancer medications have shown to be more effective in treating some forms of cancer. The problem that my legislation seeks to address is that intravenous anti-cancer medications are typically covered under a health plan's medical benefit, often only requiring patients to pay a minimal fixed copayment. However, orally administered anti-cancer medications are covered under a health plan's pharmacy benefit and require patients to pay a percentage of the total cost of the drug, generally between 25% to 30%. And in the press conference that I held asking the Senate to please pass my legislation that we overwhelmingly passed this week in the House, one of the cancer patients who has leukemia testified that currently oral anti-cancer medication would cost her more than her take-home pay entirely each month. So they're very, very expensive. This legislation is a game changer to cancer patients, as it would make it extremely affordable, accessible, and it improves the quality of their treatment and their life, because instead of traveling back and forth for hours, especially in rural areas, for intravenous cancer treatments, they can just take their pills at home or at work, and improves their quality of life dramatically. So this hopefully will pass in the Senate. I'm hoping that we can get this done next week, as it will help all cancer patients in Pennsylvania dramatically going forward in the future.
You also had some success with a piece of legislation that will help to ensure more citizens are screened for an important communicable disease. What's going on here?
Yes, hepatitis C. Had a press conference this week. 6 months ago, we passed a bill unanimously, House Bill 2003, that would require medical providers and hospitals to offer hepatitis C screening to those born between 1945 and 1965. That's basically the age group between age 50 and 70, the baby boomers. Pennsylvania needs to act now and join the growing number of states that encourage the testing of hepatitis C and educate people about the possible health impacts of the disease. We need to bring this discussion to the forefront. We do have treatment for hepatitis C, and unfortunately, we have millions of baby boomers walking around that have hepatitis C that don't know it. So if we have a screening that is offered by doctors and hospitals, it's still up to the patients whether they want to have it or not, but at least if they could offer that screening, make them aware of the possibility that they may have hepatitis C, to be screened, and then if it does come back positive, that can be treated and cured, it would be an outstanding outcome for hepatitis C patients everywhere in Pennsylvania.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matt Baker.